This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Targeted advertising is everywhere. Your emails, your web browser, your phone. Data is being collected and used really for one reason, to sell you more stuff. The next frontier in tracking technology is upon us. Facial recognition is what it is. Ben Johnson is the host of Marketplace Tech. Hey, Ben.
Hi, Kai.
Has to be a marketing angle to this thing, right? I mean, companies using it to sell us something?
Absolutely. This is why companies want to start using this technology. And the obvious thing here, right, is location-based marketing. You know that scene in the Minority Report movie when Tom Cruise walks into the mall and the walls start talking to him, hey, you want to buy a new pair of jeans like the ones you bought last time? So connecting a person's past behavior and their data to their current location is kind of a holy grail for companies when it comes to marketing. And our faces are also kind of incredible maps that you can tell personality from, and also maybe how we're feeling. So imagine you go into a store and there's like a camera on the shelf of items that you're looking at, and that camera records the emotional reaction you have to the stuff you're looking at, and companies use that for marketing.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I did a demo of that the last time I was in Manhattan, in point of fact. So
it's
yeah,
scary.
It's a little scary. Which brings me to privacy advocates, who I imagine on this are going bananas.
They are a little bit going bananas. And the sort of difference that is arising here is privacy advocates want this to be opt-in. They want you as the user to say, okay, I accept that you want to use facial recognition on me when I go into a stadium or into a mall or another place like this. But a lot of companies don't really want that, right? They want to start using it as a default.
What's the next step then? I mean, because the technology exists. We're going to use it. Scott McNeely, you have no privacy, the former Sun Microsystems guy.
Yeah.
Where do we go from here?
Well, first of all, we have to think about the fact that, you know, no matter what, technology companies are going to build this stuff and they're going to start using this stuff. They're going to ask for forgiveness, not permission, right?
Right.
And you remember when Google Glass had some facial recognition technology in it, and that got rolled back because people were freaked out about it. So like anything, Kai, in the technology world, this stuff is going to start popping up and start being used. I think something worth thinking about. Now, Facebook did a presentation at a conference this month in which the company showed that it took 40,000 publicly available images and it was able to identify people 83% of the time, even when their face wasn't in the photo.
Wow.
So they were taking things like body language, they were taking things like hairdo, clothing choice, and they were using that information to correctly identify people. So this could be used in crime investigations. Of course, the FBI has its own facial recognition database called the Next Generation Identification that is supposed to have 52 million images in it. So there's some terrorism fighting implications here. But we're going to start to see more and more of it. And it could be used as something like a kind of biometric login for the next time you go to an ATM, for instance. You could use your face.
Which is a whole different kind of hacking. Ben Johnson, the host of Marketplace Tech. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you, Kai.